It's Wednesday, February 19th, 2025, and you are listening to a very special edition of the Rivian Clubs of America podcast. Hey everybody, what's going on? Zach Winnick here with you as always, and welcome to this very special edition of the Rivian Clubs of America podcast. I decided to throw one of these out there today just to kind of catch everybody up on some of the latest Rivian news that happened instead of waiting till Friday, just in case. If you have not been paying attention to the internet today at about 12 o'clock Pacific time, that's noon Pacific time, I should say. Today on February 19th, Rivian announced a new edition, a special edition, limited edition version of the R1T and the R1S. And I just kind of want to get the news out there so that way everybody knows about it. There is a link to it in the show notes if you wanted to check it out while we're listening to it. Or you can go to Rivian.com/Dune, like the movie or the book, depending on how you want to talk about it. I prefer the book, thank you very much, or the original movie because it has Patrick Stewart on the Chapman stick. Some people might, out there might know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about the new R1T and the R1S. So Rivian announced today, after sending out that teaser email, what, a week or two ago, saying that something was coming today, and it is a brand new limited edition tri-motor R1T and R1S that is kind of fully decked out in the off-roading sphere, if you will. So they launched it with a brand new color called California Dune. It's kind of a tannish, whitish, lightish, grayish color, if you kind of wanted to put a label on it. If you've ever seen the, I think it's the 20 ounce, 28 ounce, 32 ounce, there's a water bottle in the gear shop that this color looks very similar to it. And actually we'll kind of get to that in a second as well, because that it's called, the color is called sandstone, and that's the color of the bottle. We'll get to that in a second, because it kind of comes into play when we start talking about the interior. But basically what this R1T and R1S is it's a tri-motor R1 that does have the 20-inch all-terrain tires with a brand new wheel on it that is, what are they calling it? They're calling them the 20-inch dune wheels that either come color matched to the exterior paint, or they come in a satin graphite color, which is actually gorgeous. It looks kind of like a gunmetal. But basically, you get all of that. You get the brand new special paint, the California Dune color. The interior, and here's where that sandstone comes into play, is two-toned, very much like Slate Sky, but it is the sandstone color with the black mountain leather as well, and the dark ash wood interior. It does have special California Dune badging on the dashboard, as well as other places on the vehicle. The R1s now come in this edition, now come with the all-terrain package. So they have the 20-inch all-terrain tires. Does have the dark out package. On the R1T, it has a brand new Gen 3 power tonneau cover. And there have been some pictures that are out there about them. And it looks like the slats are a little bit smaller, and maybe the mechanism that controls them is a little bit different. If you look at some of the guys, Colton and Timon from Out of Spec, actually saw the vehicle in Denver today, and Colton was playing around with it and said that it's a lot smoother and a lot quieter. So that's pretty cool. You also get the dark crossbars, the MaxTrack recovery boards and mounts, and the interior of the car no longer has carpet around the seats and around the footwells, and it has a brand new sandstone Chilliwack mat on them as well. So it is fully decked out 100% for off-roading. There are some great videos on Rivian.com. If any of you follow RJ on Twitter, X, whatever you want, X Twitter, whatever you want to call it, there is a video of him driving an R1T tailing an R1S in the desert, ripping this thing around on the sand dunes. It looks pretty awesome. So there are some great pictures on Rivian's website. They have a great overview of the interior, and I apologize, I messed that up. It's black on top. So the headrest and the upper part, like the shoulder part of the seats, are the black mountain. And then the rest of the seats are that sandstone leather with a black stripe going down the middle of the back and the seat as well. So pretty cool. And because they are Tri-Maxes, they do have the sound and vision package on them as well. So Rivian premium audio, as well as the photovoltaic powered roof. I couldn't think of the word. The awesome thing about it is that it is, because it is a special edition and they are only making the one version of it, they actually, the price starts at $99,900 for the R1T and $105,900 for the R1S. So that's pretty awesome. It's actually less if you were to go out and spec like a storm blue with the slate sky interior, Tri-Max and all of this stuff. It comes out like $30,000 less, or maybe that's not the right number. it's at least $15,000 to $20,000 less to get this than it would be to spec out a different vehicle with the same packages or same items attached to it, if you will. If you wanted to check them out in person today, the 19th, and I don't know how long they're going to be at any of these, the new California Dune Edition is in San Francisco and Denver at the two spaces. I did not get a chance to make it down there today. I might go down tomorrow and check it out in person. It will be at the new Aventura space in Florida on February 20th. And then it will be at the Austin space in March 8th. And then also, because it's in the Austin space, it will also be at South by Southwest as well for whatever Rivian's planning during that festival. So that's all that we've gotten so far on all of that. And the internet is exploding and people are dissecting everything. And it's pretty cool. Now, let me give you my thoughts on it. I think that this event was completely overhyped. I think the community kind of did it to itself, where everybody was like speculating, oh my God, Quad Max and like all this stuff. And like, it's going to be like this, like Quadzilla, and it's going to, you know, the R1X and like all this stuff. And then it turns out to just be a special edition. Don't get me wrong. Special edition is super awesome. It's a good looking truck. I'm actually considering pre-ordering one. I said I wouldn't. I've been holding out for one of those Tri-Maxes in storm blue with the slate sky interior and the all-terrain off-road package and all that stuff. So this might get me to do it. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. I have to see it in person. I want to see what the new interior looks like. I want to see what the color looks like in person as well. I know Ryan from the Kilowatts went down to the San Francisco space today and did post a video on Twitter showing it. And he said, depending on how you look at it, it's a different color. He's like, it could look white, it could look brown, it can look gray, it could look green. He actually took off his shoe. He has a brand new white shoe and held it up to the car, and it kind of looked like a dirty shoe. So like a dirty white shoe, like that color, that the grayish brownish color. So I don't think it translated pretty well through the video. So I would definitely want to go see it in person. It does intrigue me. I have been looking at 20 inch all terrain dark wheels. I do want to get the dark out or the dark crossbars. Obviously, having the MaxTrack recovery boards is appealing as well, because those are pretty expensive. And the fact that it comes with all the hardware for those also. And then, of course, the new Gen 3 tonneau cover, power tonneau cover as well. I have the Gen 2 power tonneau cover, and I had it installed maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and I'm already having issues with it. I have a service appointment coming up next month, actually basically about a month from now, give or take a few days. Hoping, fingers crossed, that they replace it with the Gen 3, or at least just repair it. I'd like to use it again. but yeah, let me know what you think your thoughts are on this new California Dune Limited Edition R1. You can either leave a comment on our website, podcast.rivianclub.org. You can follow me on X at Zach Winnick. Shoot me an email, social@rivianclubs.org. bluesky@rivianclubs.org. All the social media, you can just shoot me a message and I'll read it on the air. We'll talk about it and go from there. So just kind of wanted to get this episode out. Hope you all enjoyed it. Like I said, if you have any questions or if you want to check out the new limited edition California Dune R1, Rivian.com/Dune, link in the show notes. I'm going to link a couple of other stories and things in there as well, just so that way you all can get some of the coverage in case you missed it all today. And I hope you all have a great day. I'll be back on Friday with the rest of the Rivian news, and we'll go from there. So thanks for listening, everybody. And don't forget to stay adventurous.